Greg, you've been a Ranger for 35 years, and you wear a lot of hats. I mean, you wear a lot of hats now, but I mean, through the years, you probably have worn a lot of hats as well.
Oh, yeah. I've done several things in here. I started cleaning a gel coat booth when I was just a youngster, and then I graduated and been able to spray gel coat, and before long I ran the gel coat department for 5 or 6 years, and then I started a quality program for Ranger and got that going, and was the plant manager for several years, and had too many arms in the fire and I needed some help, so I kindly went to the side and got the quality program going again, and that's where I'm at now. We've got several different engineers. I work with the engineering group, new product development. Quality is our main focus right now. I work with all the supervisors and plant managers to keep Ranger what we want it to be, and that's number one.
We talk about quality, and I think one of the things that makes the Flippin group different than maybe other boat companies across the country is that attention to detail. Tell me a little bit of when you talk about quality, what does that mean?
Well, we go beyond the call of duty on quality. I believe it actually starts in the tooling, which we do all of our own site tooling here at Ranger. But we also, if we follow the boat down, everybody's involved with it. I mean, the engineering staff and customer service manager, all of us have worked together for many years, and we kind of know what each other's thinking before the thought really comes out. But the attention, the detail, it's everything, not only on the outside of the boat, but it's what's built in the inside of the boat. All of those things that are covered up with carpet and glass and deck and floors and lids, we pay special attention to what goes on the inside of the boat. I mean, we want the inside of it that the customer never sees look just as good as the outside does.
Well, as you hire people, are you looking for people to understand that fit and finish and the quality and those kind of things? When you hire somebody and they come in off the street, are you looking for them to know that, or can you train them?
Some people have to be trained that, and some people catch on to it right away. We've got different process steps and throughout the plant that require a certain amount of knowledge in whatever you're doing, you know, whether it be gel coating or mixing resin or laying carpet. I mean, it's some of it comes natural for people, and other it has to be pounded into them and trained.
Let's go through the Ranger story. I mean, you've been around here 35 years, we mentioned mm-hmm. earlier. What are some of the highlights, you know, some of the things that you remember from your experience here that make it special for you here at Ranger?
I remember years ago when I was gel coating, Garland Hurst, the plant manager and the salesman and the right-hand man, done whatever it needed to be done. I worked for him. He came up to me one time and said, "Do you think we can put a stripe in our decks, in our boats?" I said, "I believe we can." So we worked on it a few weeks there, and before long we had it zeroed in. We went to the Dallas Boat Show. There all our boats were with the stripes in it and pinstripes, unthinkable in a fiberglass boat where you can get to it. Very delicate areas to work in. And Garland, he stood back and kind of grinned and said, "I think we whipped up on them this year." The next year at the boat show, everybody had deck stripes. So there's a whole lot of things that Ranger's been first on. I mean, I think the fiberglass stringers, the fiberglass transom. When we built our own trailers, we started back in 78, I believe it was, when we first started Ranger Trail. We had the first fiberglass fenders, the first disc brakes, and the list goes on and on. There are just so many things, and we have a whole list of firsts on that we've been able to be at the sales table first with. And it makes us pretty proud to be some of the innovators that actually brought things to the table before anybody else ever thought about it. So there's several stories that we could go on and on with, but we still take a lot of pride in what we do every day, and the people here, it's not just me sitting here telling you how good we are. We go to the floor in any department, you can see how concerned people are with their job and want to build the Cadillac or the Mercedes of bass boats. And I think you can ask any of our 800 employees and they'll tell you the same thing.
Well, you know, away from Ranger, you're kind of a gearhead.
Yeah.
And, you know, Randy and you, I know, spend a lot of time working on that kind of stuff. How do you, is it kind of just a natural progression from, you know, what you do during the day to go into working on cars, or is it is it something that, you know, you've always just done?
That's just something we was always taught to do stuff right to start with and not have to redo it. We're pretty hard on ourselves at times. We build boats at days and hot rods of a night and street rods and... Yeah, it's very similar. I mean, you're doing something, do it right to start with, you know, so that you can be proud of it. The only people we have to please when we're working for ourselves is us, and we probably pretty hard on each other at times at that. But here, you know, we've got an array of customers that we've got to make things, and it just makes us, I think our hobbies make us do our job here better.
I want to pick your brain. You talked about Garland Hurst, of course. Go back if you can and just name some of the old timers. Of course, you got Forrest.
Oh, yeah.
Got Randy, got you. You know, name some of the other ones.
Oh, Dale Jensen. He was a guy that's been here for years and years. I actually worked for him. He was in charge of all of our tooling. And like I said, Garland. You can't say Ranger without Forrest. Forrest was here, and I remember sweeping the floors with him on Saturdays when I was able to get out of school and be able to work. You know, he even taught us how to sweep floors and how to clean exhaust fans. But there's, of course, the old time. We had a guy named Jack Akins that worked here for years and years. You know, he rigged every outboard engine, or I'm sorry, the inboard engines that we ever built. Every one of them, Jack, was involved. Claudel Tilly, he was one of those guys that probably invented how to repair polyflake finishes.
The names go on and on. Yeah. After 40 years almost in business, you have to think about just... You know, it is something. It's a heritage for you guys.
Right. Yeah. Course told a group one time when he introduced me somewhere at the dealer meeting, he said, this guy's been here since he's been in the second grade. Back when I was 16 or 17 years old, if we wanted four-speed transmissions and Zoom clutches and Holley carburetors and Marsh racing tires, we had to work to buy that right. Because our folks just didn't hand it out to us. And I think by being raised like that, I mean, there's times you think, man, I could do something else. I'd like to go fishing today, or I'd like to go hot rodding today, but there's just no place like coming in here and going to work. You know everybody. I mean, all of your best buddies in the world that's worked here forever are here. And so far, boss has been pretty easy on us. He requires a lot more out of me, I think, than he does other people. Hey, that's all right. He can get on me. I take all the credit and all the blame and none of the credit. But it's a want to. It's just built into us. And
I gotta ask, is this like hog farming? I mean, after you've been in this resin smell, you know, hog farmers never smell it. That smells like money to them. Is that what you smell here?
I don't even smell any resin here today, but it's green when you smell it. I know there was several of us young boys in high school, 16, 17, 18 years old. I ran the gel coat department when I was 18 years old. So I don't know. I think it's one of those things that what meant a whole lot to us, and I think what got us where we're at today. And I was doing an interview for Forrest's book that he's writing, and said, what was one of the unique features about Forrest? Number one, I've always known him, and my dad used to work with him on the river in the guide service, but the thing that I think it keeps going back to making us all want to come here is example Forrest set for us in leadership, and he made us feel like we was part of the company. And I remember of a night when we were working, and we'd take breaks at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock of a night. You didn't know when Forrest was going to show up. But he didn't show up to just check on you and see if he's working. I mean, I'm sure that was in the back of his mind, but one thing, he just wanted to tell us, you know, he appreciated us, what a good job we were doing and how important we were to his part of the contribution we've made to helping him build Ranger boats. And, you know, that keeps going back in my mind pretty regular of why we're here.